I began to pull my kite back as people rushed to congratulate me. I shook hands with them, said my thanks. The younger kids looked at me with an awestruck twinkle in their eyes. I was a hero. Hands patted my back and tousled my hair. I pulled on the string and returned every smile, but my mind was on the blue kite. Finally, I had my kite in hand. I wrapped the loose string that had collected at my feet around the spool and shook a few more hands and trotted home. When I reached the wrought iron gates, Ali was waiting on the other side. He stuck his hand through the bars. "Congratulations," he said. I gave him my kite and spool and shook his hand. "Tashakkur, Ali John. I was praying for you the whole time." "Then keep praying. We're not done yet," I said. I hurried back to the street. I didn't ask Ali about Baba. I didn't want to see him yet. In my head, I had it all planned. I'd make a grand entrance, a hero, prize trophy in my bloodied hands. Heads would turn and eyes would lock. Rustam and Sohrab sizing each other up. A dramatic moment of silence. Then the old warrior would walk to the younger one, embrace him, acknowledge his worthiness. Vindication, salvation, and redemption. And then? Well, happily ever after, of course. What else? The streets of Wazir Akbar Khan were numbered and set at right angles to each other like a grid. It was a new neighborhood then, still developing, with empty lots of land and half-constructed homes on every street between compounds surrounded by 8-foot walls. I ran up and down every street looking for Hassan. Everywhere people were busy folding chairs, packing food and utensils after a long day of partying. Some, still sitting on their rooftops, shouted their congratulations to me. 4 streets south of ours, I saw Omar, the son of an engineer who was a friend of Baba's. He was dribbling a soccer ball with his brother on the front lawn of their house. Omar was a pretty good guy. We'd been classmates in 4th grade, and one time he'd given me a fountain pen, the kind you had to load with a cartridge. "Hey, I heard you won, Amir," he said. "Congratulations." "Thanks. Have you seen Hassan? Your Hazara?" he said. I nodded. Omar headed the ball back to his brother. "Hey, I hear he's an amazing kite runner," he said. His brother headed the ball back to him. Omar caught it and tossed it up and down. Although, I've always wondered how he manages. I mean, with those tight little eyes, how does he see anything? His brother laughed, a short burst, and asked for the ball. Omar ignored him. "Well, have you seen him?" I asked. Omar flicked a thumb over his shoulder, pointing southwest. "I saw him running toward the bazaar a while ago." "Thanks," I said, and scuttled away. By the time I reached the marketplace, the sun had almost sunk behind the hills, and dusk had painted the sky pink and purple. A few blocks away from the Haji Yaqub Mosque, the mullah bellowed azan, calling for the faithful to unroll their rugs and bow their heads west in prayer. Hassan never missed any of the 5 daily prayers. Even when we were out playing, he'd excuse himself, draw water from the well in the yard, wash up, and disappear into the hut. He'd come out a few minutes later, smiling, and find me sitting against a wall or perched on a tree. He was going to miss prayer tonight, though, because of me.